This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. The other day, I was coming down the stairs in our house and accidentally missed one. Fortunately, I leaped several feet down, about four stairs, and landed safely on the floor, but it scared me a bit. I determined to pay closer attention when I'm walking down those stairs. That little stumble will hopefully serve as a warning for me to pay attention and be more careful. And that's true for other areas of your life as well. The Bible says, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." So how can we keep from falling? Well, I offer no guarantees, but I do know from experience that when we're honest with ourselves, we're much more likely to keep standing. You see, I had to admit that it is at least possible that I could fall down those stairs and suffer a broken limb or worse. Why did I almost fall? I just wasn't paying attention. That's what happens so often when we fall. We just aren't paying attention. The same is true in our spiritual life. No one starts out to get caught in the web of sin. It usually happens little by little. Sometimes a little stumble like that in some area of our lives can, well, wake us up and serve as a wake-up call, a warning to watch out. It could be a potentially dangerous relationship or a passion or a habit, something that you need to look out for. Think about that and take precautions. You don't even need to stumble before you take heed. I mean, you can listen and obey the Word of God and stand strong all the time. But here's the thing. We must be honest with ourselves. Can you really trust yourself in every situation? In the book of Romans, Paul appealed to the will of the Romans when he said, "I beseech you," in other words, "I exhort, I come alongside and encourage you." And so he went on, "Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice," he said, "the kind God finds acceptable." And this is the way we worship God in truth, he says in Romans 12, 1 through 2. Paul was saying you've got to get control of what your body does because your body is part of you. But you can control that by the renewing of your mind. And the mind is renewed by focusing on the Word of God. That's where renewal takes place. The Holy Spirit applies what we meditate on, what we take in, the Word of God, and we are mentally transformed, and that controls our thoughts, which control our bodies. And we have to understand the tendencies that we have, our propensity to evil. In fact, Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 17:9, "The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is?" You know, the interesting thing about that passage from Jeremiah that I just read is that Jeremiah was warning the last Judean kings against placing their trust in earthly kings. Instead, they were to continually seek God. What they did was they sought help from Egypt. So one of the lessons there is know your weakness, be aware of it, and know where to go ultimately for your help. God will enable you not just to walk safely down the stairs of life, but to thrive. In fact, Jeremiah encouraged those kings, just as his words encourage us in the verses preceding that warning about our sinful hearts. He said, "Be blessed. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along the riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green as they never stop producing fruit." Now, that's where we want to be. And that's what I hope for you and for myself. So join me here next week. And in the meantime, go out and become the person God wants you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.